Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Monday. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese with a big show today. Ike, how are you?
Johnny Marks, welcome back. Holla at you, boy.
Well, I'd say that it feels good to be back, but no, it does feel good to be back, Ike.
Happy Monday.
With a very big show today. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles starting quarterback at 4 o'clock with us. Brian Westbrook, B-West, our guy, coming up at 3 o'clock. Phillies with a sweep. We have trade deadlines coming up tomorrow. We have so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about with and Jalen's coming up at 4 o'clock today. It seems like before camp started, we're talking about the Eagles, we're talking about Jalen Hurts, and there's a lot of talk about that jump. And like we heard the Josh Allen jump, and I don't think any of us really believed the Josh Allen jump was happening. But I think it's fair to ask. Like a lot of people were expecting to see something notable out of Jalen Hurts, at least in practice.
Right.
And I guess so far that really hasn't happened. He's had a couple of lackluster practices. I think we were down there today. Mm-hmm. I think he was a little bit better today, but he wasn't great today as well. What do you make all of this? Is this something that you're worried about this early?
I'm not. I'll say this. It's still early in training camp. You know, I know we set the bar so high at times as fans when we get so excited, even as media, as we get excited about the possibilities of what this team could be this year, and you see all the weapons out there. So, you know, we were anticipating hearing reports about the ball being thrown up and down the field. Jalen looks great going to A.J. Brown, going to Devontae Smith, hitting Dallas Goedert over the middle. This offense looks like it's going to be unstoppable. Right? Like, that's sort of what we were hoping to hear. It's still early. I'm not going to tell you I didn't get my hopes up in anticipation for those type of reports as well. I mean, how can you not with the type of talent that you see on the offensive side of the football, but it hasn't materialized yet. I'm not going to be concerned about it because it's still early. Now, if you get to, towards the end of August, had a few preseason games, or let's say when they start doing the joint practices and we're hearing that we can't move the ball against Cleveland, we can't move the ball against Miami, then maybe I'm like, oh, God, do we have something that we need to be worried about? So I'm not going to push the panic button just yet, but I do understand where the first week, less than a week of practice, for those who haven't had a chance to go down, even those that have gone down and watched, but you're just getting reports from Twitter or what have you, it's been a little less than what we expected.
Yeah.
There certainly seems to be more reporting. I don't want to say with concern, but how about there's been more reporting and it feels as if people are disappointed, or it's there hasn't been anything to get them excited that they've seen from the offense just yet in practice.
Yeah, I think all Eagles fans that and I'll throw myself into this group of people that like Jalen, know that Jalen can go out and he's going to be somewhat competent. He made the playoffs last year, right? Like mm-hmm. He did a good job as a starter last year, but needed to see that jump this year. Needed to see. And I thought that if you were going to see improvement, you would see improvement right from the jump. And I'm not talking about going up and down the field and looking like he's the best quarterback in the league, but would maybe see some initial improvement right off the bat. And that hasn't been the case. So as for me, as someone that never believed in the Josh Allen jump, I definitely was looking to see some improvement from Jalen Hurts before the start of the regular season. And it's been a week or so, right? Like it's like you said, it's disappointing that we haven't gotten that yet. And it seems like last year, he struggled a little bit in camp last year, right? Like even Elliott, who was so gung-ho on him, gave him a C-minus in training camp. It seems like it's starting the same way this year.
Yeah. I think what people would want to hear is how well the ball looks coming out of his hands. You want some sort of noticeable difference in watching him throw the football, you know, whether it be with accuracy, arm strength. You know, he talked about working with Tom House this offseason. You know, you want to hear reports of you see a noticeable difference in his throwing mechanics. Like, these are the things that people would want to hear. And for it to be jumping off the screen or their eyes for them to see when they're down there at practice. I've been down there a couple times. I'm not going to tell you that I've been wowed at practice. I mean, you know, but I've been to a lot of training camps also, and I've seen, you know, where you can get that. Again, it's still early. I'm not going to say that the reports are completely false and it has been a little underwhelming or what have you. I'll just say this. It hasn't been bad practices. Like, they don't look sloppy out there. Right. There isn't a bunch of interceptions being thrown around everywhere. It just, they don't seem to be stretching the field like we all anticipated they would be able to do. I think I heard Elliott come on with the midday guys, and I think Jalen was 9 of 11 today or something of that, and most of them were
short passes,
10 yards
check
and
downs,
short passes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So similar to last year. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean – so, Jack, I'll ask you, because you're a guy that has been, you know, you were once upon a time a Jalen Hurts fan, but now you've become a Jalen Hurts skeptic.
A hater now, yeah.
Or, yeah, he's just a plain hater. I mean,
well, not a hater.
It's really just seeing, you know, what the eye test tells you.
So, in training camp, I think we would all agree, 7-on-7s, it's set up to where the offense is supposed to get the better of the defense for the most part, right? It hasn't been
no
like
pass
that.
Rush.
Yeah, the defense has actually outperformed the offense so far in training camp. Is this concerning to you, the offensive struggles, Jack?
I don't know how it couldn't be, because when you think about it, like last year I would have expected it because it's a quote-unquote new offense. I mean, this is supposed to be his second year in the offense. This is supposed to be, you know, Shane Steichen as the play caller, and they're supposed to be more comfortable. And you add A.J. Brown to it. Like, I'm so annoyed with having to hear, oh, the defense this, the defense that. Like, you have A.J. Brown and DeVonta Smith. You have Dallas Goedert. Like,
hey, we got Slay and Bradbury.
I understand. But, like, this is supposed to be where you're supposed to be able to make these easy throws and get the ball down the field, and you are supposed to be an explosive offense. So, of course, it's a big deal. And, again, this is Sirianni's second year. Like, this is his side of the ball. He's supposed to be an expert at football. Well, this is part of that.
I'm an expert at football, as he once said. Is it concerning? It's certainly not what I was looking for to see out of the first week at camp. I'd be very happy to have been getting Elliott's reports of, man, like, ball's coming out really, like you had said, Ike, less about that, more like, man, the ball's really coming out quick and it's coming out crisp and there seems to be a little bit extra zip on the ball or things like that. Instead, it's just kind of been like a lot of last year, and you'd like to see a little bit of a jump this year. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts joins us at 4 o'clock. We were at training camp. They're done practice at like 11:30, 11. So what, like, sometimes we go down there, we do the broadcast, but there's no practice going on. So we talk to Jalen down there. We'll have him on at 4 o'clock. So that's coming up. Phone calls until Brian Westbrook at 3 o'clock, because Miles Sanders is having a tough time in camp, and we'll explain about that coming up. But Brian Westbrook joins us at 3 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Does the reported offensive struggles from training camp so far concern you? Yes or no? I don't know. I don't, like, it may be nothing. It may end up being nothing, but so far, you would have liked to seen more out of the offense. We'll take phone calls in the first segment. We'll start with Tyrone. Tyrone's in Middletown. Tyrone, how are you? Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. It's an honor to be a first caller. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Tyrone. What's up,
Tyrone?
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a Monday.
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
I could use some.
Oh man, I love that. I love that little what do you call it? That little
sounder.
Yes,
sounder. Little sound bite. Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, getting back to the Eagles, I wanted to make a comment just as a fan, a longtime Eagles fan. I think that since this practice and the fact that Miles Sanders is running with the second team, do you think that whenever I played sports, I never, when I was first string, I never went with the second string? And the fact remains that I think that's indicative of the fact that certain parts of his game that they're not satisfied with, possibly. And I wanted to say also that, do you think that the people are putting too much emphasis on the length of Jalen Hurts' passes? Because I've read a stat where in the NFL, the average pass in the air is less than 10 yards. Mm-hmm. And that he's also working on his deficiencies. And I think he's going to have a better year than people expect, and they're going to be really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the Eagles are a better team. Sorry for – I'll listen to your comments. I'm sorry.
All right. Now, I was going to say the first part with the Miles Sanders, I think they cleared that up yesterday. You know, Miles, although he may have been running with the second team, I believe that was on Friday when Elliot and I were talking about that Friday. I guess he was also rotating with the first team in there. And so it's not an issue. They made that clear that he is the starting tailback, and that's not an issue. It doesn't mean he wasn't running with the second team. They didn't rotate or any of those other things. They made it clear he's the starting tailback. Right. I don't know what else to say other than that. Doesn't mean he's going to be out there every snap and never going to rotate with somebody. But we thought there may have been something to the idea that he was running with the second team only.
Right. There's a big difference.
Yeah, it's some conflicting reports where it says he didn't just run with the second team. I wasn't there. I don't know. But that's been cleared up. He's the starting tailback as far as we know.
Yeah, and Sanders had said, I don't know, I guess it was yesterday, but he had kind of said to the reporters that, you know, reporting that I was running with the second team put some respect on my name. In other words, that's not true. You know, like we're going to find out when they start the games exactly how much he's playing. I mean, I would think that it's going to be a rotation headed by Miles Sanders once the regular season starts.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see Gainwell in there. You're going to see Boston Scott in there. You're going to see Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is your number one back, but he's not your only back that you're going to use.
No, he hasn't been the only back. So, I mean, we know he's not but he's the starting tailback.
Yes.
Like, that's the bottom line. He's the starting tailback.
Let's go to Justin. Justin in Westchester. Justin, how are you? What up?
What's up, guys? How are you doing today?
Yo.
What's up, Justin?
Not much. So I just wanted to talk about the Eagles and the offense. I think this is the year Jalen's going to prove himself to be, you know, the franchise quarterback down the road. You're going to see a lot of defensive people double team A.J. Brown, which will leave Smith, you know, being able to produce a little bit more, which would be nice. And then you got Dallas Goedert, who I think is really going to have a breakthrough season and, you know, be the guy that we need there.
All right, so what were you expecting to see so far in camp, right? Because we've obviously talked about this. There are a lot of people that had the opinion that Jalen was going to take the jump this year, and we haven't seen that so far in short training camp. So how does that make you feel as a guy that obviously likes Jalen and thinks he's going to be good this year?
You know, it's just the beginning. It's going to take some time. You know, what's it, 6 weeks till their first game. And then, you know, they got their preseason games coming up. But I think this is where, you know, this upcoming week he's going to have that breakthrough and be able to, you know, show everybody this is what he's about. And, you know, if it's not, then, you know, we got to look at the next possible options down the road.
All right. What'd you have on the Phillies trade deadline, Justin?
I just kind of wanted to talk about Reese. Do you think, you know, they're going to keep him, or is this somebody that, you know, we kind of got to give up? Because, I mean, he's shown himself the last couple games, but, you know, just talking with some friends and everything, I think this could be the time we could use his value and grab, you know, another pitcher or somebody along those lines.
And then who do you have at first base?
That's kind of the unknown answer. You know, that's what we'd have to
move JT to first base.
Yeah, get his power up. JT's been better. JT's been better. I never thought Reese Hoskins was getting traded. I don't think he's getting traded. In the offseason, they could potentially decide that they want to move him for maybe a starting pitcher or somebody like that.
I mean, they can't afford to do it now. I think, I mean, if you had a healthy Gene Segura and a healthy Bryce Harper, and these guys are playing every day, then maybe one of these bats can be expendable for a pitcher, whether it's Reese or someone else. But you just don't have that luxury. Like, you need his bat in the lineup.
Yep. Jack's in the breaking news booth today because there could be a potential trade coming down. Jack, are you in the breaking news booth? Because I can't see you.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely in the breaking news booth. Feel like Dombrowski's cooking right now. He's got an off day today, so he's got nothing else to worry about, and he knows we could use a little jolt today. But I will say the first reported names this morning were quite disappointing, like Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah.
Well, Noah Syndergaard's been. Been mentioned.
Yeah. Used to be a name.
Yeah. I mean, he may be more name than pitcher anymore, but still, I mean, that would at least be an exciting name.
Until he pitches.
Until he's got to, yeah,
until he actually pitches.
Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike checks in. Mad Mike, how are you, bud? What's up?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Justin, that last caller was like every Hurts fanboy, like, oh, no, I think. Jalen's really going to turn it around. And, you know, I know he's only had like 4 hours of practice, but I think he's going to take that next step. Thanks, Justin. Real helpful. Great insight there.
Why do you got to be mean to the callers, Mike? Come on, man.
Nonsense. It's every fanboy that just hopes on hope that Jalen's going to take that next step. Newsflash, Jalen's not taking that next step, guys.
Well, most fans aren't like you, Mike.
You?
They are hopeful. The season is just now starting.
They're idiots. I mean, like, honestly, we're losing to Detroit week one because this Nancy boy doesn't want to have hitting in football anymore. Nonsense practices.
Oh, you're talking
about
the head coach.
Off the road by Detroit.
Well, and they're practicing 4 or 5 hours a day up there in Detroit, Mike. Dan Campbell's not letting them go home.
I hope Jared Goff throws for 5 touchdowns. We get blown out in Detroit. Like,
but why would you want that? Why would you want the Eagles to win 56-0?
Because I don't want Sirianni, who can't string 2 sentences of thought together, and I don't want Jalen Hurts, who can't throw a touchdown, can't throw a pass, you know, like over the middle because he can't see. I just don't want any of these people here anymore.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks, positive Mike. Appreciate it. There he is, Mad Mike. Yeah, I don't honestly, like, it's not concerning to me. It's disappointing to me, but it's not concerning to me because you had said this a couple weeks ago, and I think it's the most likely scenario is you get players that are good practice players, you get players that aren't necessarily like their skill set isn't something that they're good. Like, Sam Bradford probably looked great on 7-on-7s and was slinging the ball around. Oh, look at the great ball that he throws. To where Jalen may not be as good of a practice player. And then once you get in the game, and the problem with that is that a lot of the plays he's making, you know, he's making with his legs and he's making off schedule and he's freelancing. I was hoping to see, I'm hoping to see more out of the passing game from Jalen Hurts this year as far as seeing open guys, as far, like checking down and just throwing short passes and 7-on-7 practices. That doesn't do anything for me.
It's not going to do anything for his offense either.
No.
Well, the other thing is that we all remember what Carson, the practice reports were during 2017 during Carson's MVP season.
Yeah.
It was like Carson's going off. He's shredding Miami's defense. He looks great. We're just not hearing that this year. And I mean, for a guy that is in a big
year. No, you're hearing
year,
the opposite, actually.
Yeah, you're hearing like it's the same as last year, which is not what you want to hear. I know people love to do the whole I'm not putting stock in a training camp thing, but if
well, when it's positive, we do.
If Jalen was going off practice, we'd be talking about a Josh
how
Allen
great he
level
looks
sleep.
In practice, yes. Exactly right. No, I mean, you're exactly right. And unfortunately, and I say unfortunately for Jalen and those that are in that camp of wanting to be more positive and hear more positive things about him until they actually do that at practice. I mean, it's all you have to go off on. Because I don't think he's going to play in the preseason. So you're not going to see him in preseason games. You know, you can only go by what you see from the practice reports.
Elliot. Elliot's a lifeline. Do you believe what Elliot's done? Elliot started this.
Yes.
There was none of this before Elliot, Jack. He started charting all the plays. Now everybody does it.
Well, certainly nobody was proud of it before this. He's not the first person to chart passes.
He's the first person to be proud of it.
Yeah, to be proud of it and put it out there and use it.
And everyone's so mad about it. Like, what's the big deal? He's just putting out stats. You know, relax. Deep breaths,
everyone. I saw that he put out a picture of the interception. and people were so mad. He didn't have any opinions.
Put out a picture of the interception.
He didn't. Well, so it was a picture of who had the interception?
Vontae Maddox.
Yeah. So Avante put out the picture.
Oh.
Of him intercepting the ball.
They did.
Yeah, he put it out. Okay. And then Elliott just took a screenshot of it and tweeted it out and said, here's a picture of the interception. And, man, people were so mad. He didn't even say anything about it. I'm sure on the air he was saying things about it, but he didn't say anything about it in the tweet.
He really just had a picture of it. Doesn't he? He just has a way to get everyone upset about nothing.
Yep.
215-592-9494.
He knows how to rub people the wrong way.
Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls. The offense has not looked good so far in camp. Is that a concern to you? It's not. It's disappointing to me. I mean, yeah, it's bordering on concerning. Or is it no big deal? I'd be feeling great if you got A.J. Brown, you have another year with everybody else, Devontae and Goddard and the running back rotation and Jalen. I'd be loving hearing, man, they've really taken a jump. Man, they've really,
sure,
like, they look good.
Yeah.
We're not hearing that.
Well, I mean, and it's unfair to constantly compare A.J. being here with T.O. being here. And then, you know, Donovan at that point was in his fifth season, I believe, whereas Jalen is going into his third year. But we know what camp was like at practice. We know it was bombs away up and down the field. And you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't as if, you know, Favre was out there dinking and dunking and throwing the ball. He's stretching the field. You got a new weapon.
He's showing off the weapons.
Yeah, a new weapon. You know, Andy. That's what he wanted to do out there in practice.
I didn't see a lot of showing off today on offense. I just didn't.
Yeah.
The defense is winning the battles. 215-592-9494. All right. Later this hour also, we'll play what Miles Sanders and Nick Sirianni had to say over the weekend about Miles' role. Brian Westbrook joins the show at 3 o'clock to talk about it all. That's coming up. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, the summer heat means it's that time of year to crank up the AC again. So to keep your home cooling and cold and nice, feeling nice, and doing it more efficiently, right? Because you have those high energy bills. I suggest you go Gaida and finally replace your old drafty, inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. Right now, Gaida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You're going to receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows, and you'll receive 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today with no money down, and then pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required, but don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Gaida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Boy Wonder.
All right, we're back. Mark and Reese on a Monday. Jalen Hurts coming up at 4 o'clock. Brian Westbrook's going to join us at 3. And we'll talk about Miles Sanders' sign. We'll go through some sound coming up here later on this segment. Yeah, I mean, but what hasn't B. West done?
You know, writing books.
Yeah, riding horses. Pin-up guy with that one.
Pin-up guy.
Well, they that one picture with his shirt off with the cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's into all type of stuff.
Really Chippendales,
yeah.
TV star, yeah, radio man, star. Now he's an author.
Man, Villanova Hall of Famer, man.
Holy cow,
man.
What's next for B. West? We'll talk to him about his book and the Eagles coming up. At 3 o'clock.
I was joking about the Chippendale thing, but y'all get it. He was oiled up with that. With no shirt,
man. My next life, that's when I would have come back looking like B. West.
He heard about that, yeah. Yeah, we didn't let that go.
Jack, could you pull that off the Brian Westbrook look when the cowboy hat, no shirt?
I frankly don't remember it.
No, and the oiled up part.
He was oiled up,
yeah. You got to throw the oil up part on there, man.
Yeah, you don't remember it?
No, I got to find it.
Oh, yeah, he was in all type of Wild Wild West.
Oh, man, so Brian joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll bust his stones. And, like, cause, you know, Miles Sanders, and we'll talk about, but like, this is, we talk about Jalen Hurts all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miles Sanders is a free agent after
probably
this.
Probably a bigger year for him. Yeah.
I mean, geez, he can, if he comes out and he has a great year, then Eagles probably re-sign him, right? We know that, sure, that like running backs don't make the money that they used to, but still, I mean, so I feel like part of his frustration is he doesn't have a contract. He knows that he's the starter, but it's also a rotation. He's not the every down back. And man, he's looking at things and being like, man, like I just hope he's not feeling the pressure of things and he's going to let it get to him.
Well, here's the thing you got to realize. When contract talks break down or you're not offered an extension, you already feel like there is some doubt being placed over your future here. Whether it's from the organization, the staff, what have you. As a player, that's what's in the back of your mind. Now, you can choose to deal with that whichever way you choose to, but it's there. And so, and I'm saying this to say that that could have very well triggered his reaction to the reports that he was running with the second team. Because if he, in the back of his mind, already has doubts about his future, whether they're small doubts or what have you, any doubt in his mind, something like that says to him, hold on, now they're trying to write me off as well as I'm the backup right now. So it puts him on edge a little bit. And he's human. He's human.
He agreed.
You know, I went through this as well. You know, contract talks break down. You got to go play your final year. And you kind of know, like, yeah, it's probably
it. This may be
yeah,
it.
It's probably it.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably it. So, hell, and you go out and have a year. My best year was the Super Bowl year. I made the Pro Bowl and everything else, and I still didn't re-sign.
Right.
So that, the writing was on the wall.
Look at Ertz. Was it last year with Ertz?
Yes.
It was the same scenario with Ertz.
So I say that to say players know that, and it's in the back of their mind. Some of them handle it better than others, but he may have this sort of little chip on his shoulder, and this could be beneficial to the team.
Could be motivation.
Yeah, it definitely is his motivation. He's definitely playing and having a little chip on his shoulder right now, and I'm perfectly fine with that as long as it doesn't become a distraction to himself. He doesn't misdirect that frustration. Use that as fuel to run through those holes, to break tackles, to get in that end zone, to get as many yards and touchdowns as you can, and make it very difficult for the Eagles at the end of the year to decide, do we re-sign him or do we let him go as a free agent? Because I guarantee you, you put up 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards running the football,
it's going to be hard for the
Eagles to let you just walk away.
Yeah, it'd be very hard.
So
it would.
Your play is going to determine your future here.
And if you don't have a good season, then you might be coming back and not making a lot of money. Like, you almost have to settle for
the coming back. Or you may have to go somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, your career is your career.
Yep.
But if you're looking for a long-term deal, that's going to come with your production on the football field.
And
it's not going to come with radio talk and newspaper articles and all that other stuff. It's going to come with your production on the field.
And a week in the camp, the story is that he's running with the second team.
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily a good start from his perspective. That's at least publicly that's being perceived as
a perception. See, this is where I disagree. Because if he's rotating, he's rotating.
Yeah,
running with the second team doesn't mean anything. And once the coach says he's the starter, to me, that's a non-story.
Right.
Because he's the starter.
I was more or less saying that's the way he's perceiving the public looking at it, which is that he's the backup.
Right. And that's what he took umbrage with. I mean.
Right.
But
we'll talk about it with B-West. Okay. We'll talk about it more later this segment.
See, when you're not the starter and you're working to be the starter, your perspective is different.
Yep.
So I don't get, I was trying to become the starter.
Right.
So,
yeah, and he's looking
at it like, I've been the starter. Don't question whether I'm the starter or not.
Put some respect on my name, as he said. He just, we'll save it for take a couple phone calls here.
Yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. Does the reported offensive struggles from training camp concern you? Yes or no? I mean, I certainly can't say no. I guess it's a level of concern.
Yeah, it's a level of concern, probably. Yeah,
like I'm not.
Not at a red alert.
No, I'm also not surprised if that makes sense, right? Like I wasn't sure what I was expecting. I sure as hell didn't think we were getting the Josh Allen jump, which a lot of people were calling in and talking about. By the way, if you called in, talking about the Josh Allen jump, stop. If you the Josh Allen 215-592-9494. I want to hear from OG Wade, and I want to hear from Jalen Hurts fans on what you think so far.
I don't worry, OG's calling.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
gonna have to.
And
he was the first caller Friday.
He was. Oh, of course.
The defense is out in full force on.
Yes. So he went full Johnny Cochran,
like
first defense
good.
of the show.
Yes. We couldn't have let it off any other way because, you had to make sure the spin zone was in full effect.
Okay. Well, I want to know.
Today I feel like he pulls the whole, this could be the defense is really looking.
Oh, is that what we're getting next? Is that the next propaganda piece? That it's the defense? No, I don't think he's a great practice quarterback. That's what I think it is. I don't think he's a great practice quarterback.
So you think he's a gamer?
Yes. And I also don't think he's a great thrower, right? Like, seriously, I'm not expecting much more than last year. I think he's a good football player. He's not going to puke on himself. But if you were really expecting a Josh Allen jump as far as throwing the ball, you're setting yourself up for unrealistic expectations. I know the owner said it, right? So I can't be mad at fans for thinking it, but, just use your head on what you can expect. I need to see marginal improvement from him. Early, and we haven't seen that so far. 215-592-9494. Brent in Sellersville. Brent, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Welcome back, John.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Oh, you just had me crack it up with puking on himself. I couldn't help but think of Donovan McNabb.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's not why I say that, but.
Ooh, boy.
Come on. You know what? You can't be disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I can't be disappointed, whatever. Because I'm not surprised. I'm just not. And, I've kind of been talking about this in other phone calls or whatever. I'm over it. Like, I became an Eagles fan. I'm going to be straight up. I became an Eagles fan because of Randall Cunningham and because of that defense, the buddy ball defense. That's when I became an Eagles fan. I was all hyped up with McNabb, you know, until I realized when the game was on the line, he's in the red zone, he telegraphs balls down the middle, and they get intercepted. That killed me a little bit. I was a little not hot on McNabb. I was excited when they got Michael Vick. I was excited to see the jump that Carson Wentz had. And I just, you know what? The Eagles for like 35-plus years have had one of two types of quarterbacks in my eyes. And I want to see the third option. I want to see the third option. I want to see the guy that reads the defense, drops back, scans the field, does his progressions, and makes a decision.
Yeah.
And he's not that guy. I want to see something different.
Right. Well, I mean, also, Brent, I mean, this is only his third year, right? Like, you can't expect him to be, like, he does obviously need to do better with that, at least according to everybody that's watching him and what he did last year. But doesn't mean that's he's not a finished product.
Well, the thing is, some people have already made their minds up.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much what it boils down to. I mean, that's kind of what OG Wade has been yelling about from the beginning, is that give the guy time to develop. And he will get there if you're patient enough to give him time to get there. Like, that's the argument for those that feel like he may not progress at a rate in which he shows stardom right then and there. But if you give him time, this is where he's going to work himself to be.
And he may need a little bit more time than some. Like, the quarterbacks that come out now, our instant expectation is you have to look great right from the start. To where not every quarterback's ready to do that. Justin Fields.
Well, first rounders get that expectation. Most second and third rounders don't get that expectation.
No, you're right. You're right. And Justin Fields didn't look good last year, he didn't look good last year. Zach Wilson, I think a lot of people expected him to struggle a little bit based on BYU and the experience and whatever else. Justin Fields played. Did he play all his years at Ohio State? Damn near all those years, right?
Yeah, we started at Georgia, but yeah, I don't think he ever played there.
No.
He transferred to Ohio State.
But he played a lot. Like, I've seen Justin Fields play a ton of games. Yeah. I was expecting more out of him.
Yeah, well, he's listening. He has very little hope in Chicago.
It's a terrible spot for him to go to.
It's like going to Detroit to be a quarterback. It's just not going to happen.
It hasn't.
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's just, you know, you just.
It just hasn't.
You know, waiting until Deshaun Watson turns into Tyrod Taylor now in Cleveland. Some organizations, man.
He's got that 230 guarantee,
though. Yeah, he got that money, though. Yeah,
that's what took him to ruin his career.
but he damn sure gave his career away. Sold it. 230. Yep, sure did. Sure did.
Well, he still will be in his early 30s when he gets done there and he can just go play somewhere else.
I guess, but man.
Let's go to Steve in Allentown. Stevie, how are you, bud? What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm a little worried about what I'm hearing. And it sort of goes back to what we were talking about last week. I think they're making a poor decision. And you guys just mentioned in responding to the last caller, they need more time. He needs more time. He needs more practice time to get the timing down. When I retired from, we were always taught you rise to the level of your training. And if you don't practice that, you don't get that timing and everything else down that he's going to need. And I think it's going to be a worrisome season if they don't straighten that out pretty quickly.
Well, I'm confused. I thought you said you want to give him time. I thought you said you realize it takes a little time.
No, what I'm saying is they're not giving him enough time with the training camp they're running. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. He doesn't get enough time out there on the practice field.
If he's having trouble, and I think we're hearing reports of that, right?
Yeah.
Then we should be investing more time in getting him up to speed and giving him what he needs.
Steve, I yelled about this. I think sometime last week, Thursday, I believe it was when
they had a 58-minute practice.
The infamous 58-minute practice happened. Yeah, and me and Elliot were on here and we're arguing back and forth, and he's telling me that it's more important for them to get to the season healthy or what have you. And I'm like, okay, well, they may get there healthy, but if they get off to a slow start because they're ineffective as an offense, or he's rusty, or they need more time to become more acclimated with each other, well, if you get into a 2-5 hole, you may not be able to climb out of it. So what you're doing is you're sacrificing being sharp and being at your best from a football standpoint for health. Like, that's what you're
– right.
And I'm not telling you it's wrong. I'm just saying that's what you're doing. Because you may say I may get there healthier, but it doesn't mean you're a better player.
Yep.
Because you're healthier. If that's the case, then no one should practice, and we should all just wait until game day and game week of week number one.
Yeah, just to start training camp the week before.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody should practice.
Being off last week and seeing and knowing the stories that you'd be talking about is, I'm not unplugged with what's going on because I'm still paying attention because I'm a sports fan, and seeing the 58-minute practice made me so happy. And then I saw Howard had a rebuttal to it saying it wasn't a big deal, and he had to put something else out there that, see, the Cowboys only practiced an hour and a couple minutes.
We know ultimately it may not be a big deal, but what I'm saying is if you get off to a slow start or, say, the quarterback is struggling in practice with his accuracy or what have you, are you going to argue that if he's out there practicing more, he wouldn't be better?
Right.
Like, how do you argue against that?
Well, I think it also...
you see what I'm saying? Like, how do you argue against if he has more practice time on the field, it will accelerate his development as a quarterback as opposed to less practice time, and we'll just get better when the game is real?
I think it depends on the team and the personnel. If you have Aaron Rodgers, who's 37, you don't need to worry about that, right? When you have a younger team or guys that haven't played together... Jalen's not at a spot, and I'm not blaming him for any of this. I'm sure he does a ton of extra work on the side or whatever. But you
and I can't even blame Nick because most of the league
it's just
is
what
doing
it is. It's just what it is. Yeah, I mean the Andy Reid two-a-days up at Lehigh aren't happening anymore. Ike.
Nope.
You must be mad as hell when you see these hour-long practices and they're gone.
Well, I mean, it gives me more time to eat water ice.
Yeah, Jack had some water ice today down at the No Care. Complex, Jack.
Again, I don't see the big deal here. Like, there's free water ice. They had green
it's
pear.
It's not supposed to be for the media.
Why?
All right, so the media...
You're not there to eat water ice.
Am I going to be more fair and balanced with the Eagles now? Like, are they going to buy me with water ice? I mean, they could.
They probably could, yes.
So they definitely could, Jack. We were told Jack comes back. Like, Jack disappears. I thought he's doing some recon
Actually, I did go to see Breitmeyer. I had a question for him about our interview on the way back.
The water ice truck is right there next.
So Jack goes to the water ice truck. He comes back. He sits down. All the media is standing in like an area where you could sit down because there's concrete benches or whatever. Jack's sitting down, shoving his face with water ice. And was it you, Ike, that said Andy would have thrown him out of practice?
Yes, would have thrown him out.
For sitting down and eating?
And you know what I would have said to Andy?
Nothing.
You're just jealous that I have this and you don't.
Yes, Andy did not allow media to sit down.
Nope.
Yeah, you're not there to watch practice and sit and watch practice.
Yeah, but Jack's like, I'm not media.
I'm not
a journalist.
Media.
I'm not writing. Like, I'm here to record interviews and can leave.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Elliot has to stand up with his legal pad the whole practice.
Oh, my God. I think chart after, out and everything.
I think after Hurts, I mean, Elliot is the talk of training camp.
Oh, man, he is an absolute star. He is.
Talk of training.
And then Elliott's like being like, oh, Wentz has three interceptions today. He's even tracking what's going on down in Washington.
The beat writer you need.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliott.
All right, so Miles Sanders upset. Doesn't it always seem like that Miles Sanders is very chatty during the offseason and training camp every year? Miles Sanders on the reports of him being on the second team. Here it is.
You get the respect that I finally deserve. That's all.
What's that like?
I stopped making articles about me being on second team.
All right.
Stop. Who wrote articles about him being on the second team? Who did that?
Jack? Do we know?
I think there was just tweets about he's running with the second team.
Okay.
There might have been a Berman story about it. I don't think it was Miles Sanders, no, the backup. I think it was innocuous.
Here's the thing, and I think he's being sensitive for all the reasons that we talked about before, and he's looking at it and being like, man, they're writing that I'm a backup now where, I mean, if Jalen Hurts was splitting reps with somebody and he was running with the same, I mean, we wouldn't make a big deal out of that.
Story,
you're
yes.
damn right it would be with anybody.
Yes.
With anybody whose job is considered, like, Jalen Hurts, that's his job, right? But guys that, I think everybody would acknowledge that Miles Sanders is the best running back and he's most likely to see the most snaps.
Sure.
But also, he's been injured. He hasn't been great, and other guys have been effective when they've been in there for him.
Yeah.
So it is notable if he was running at least some reps with the second team. That's notable. And Miles' frustration to me seems like it's more directed at the situation of him not having a contract and him really, like, he has no idea where he's going to be this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it is more than anything.
Yeah, I think you could be spot on. I think you could be very, very spot on there. And here's the other thing. If Devontae and AJ, now again, the people that cover practice, if they were writing that AJ Brown or Devontae Smith was running primarily with Gardner Minshew at the quarterback position with the second team, that would be a story.
Of course.
It's an observation. It's what someone is noticing while charting what's going on at practice. And if your starting tailback seems to be running predominantly with the second team, it's going to catch somebody's eye. If the other guys are running predominantly with the first team. Like, I don't even understand why anybody got upset about the reports. Like, what do you think these guys are out there watching practice for? They're reporting what they're seeing. They didn't make the story up.
Right.
They just said he ran with the second team predominantly.
They didn't say he's lost his job or he's the backup.
Exactly,
and Gainwell was out there quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think Boston Scott was out there quite
a bit. Yes. They're writing what they see.
And if Dalvin Cook was running with the second team, that would be a huge story.
Especially if it was predominantly with the second team and the other running backs were running with the first team.
Right.
Like,
the difference is Dalvin Cook is their number one running back who's not going to lead the field a lot, and Miles Sanders is going to rotate.
And Dalvin's already signed an extension.
Right. Exactly right. And Miles hasn't.
Yeah, if Miles had already signed an extension, this wouldn't even be a story.
Here's Nick Sirianni on Miles Sanders' role.
When I saw that and when Bob made me aware of that, that was my thought. I'm like, I don't think that happened. And then it just so happened to be the way the numbers worked a little bit. But Miles was in with the ones as well. And Miles is our guy.
Right. So he didn't even really – he was in with the ones as well. Yeah. So he has – there's other running backs that are running with the ones.
Yes. And I will say this. That's not uncommon.
Right.
It just isn't.
Especially when – you have a rotation at running back.
See, the thing now, whether it's accurate or not, that's something that Elliott and those who else may have reported this can take up with the team. But we were getting, and we got it from Elliott. He was there. I sat there on the show with him. He said that Miles ran with the second team exclusively, predominantly. He didn't say he was in there with the first team. That's why it was a story, because it was
more second team than
first
team.
Yeah, it was reported that it was only second team. Now, maybe they were wrong with that. I don't know. I wasn't at practice. That was a Friday practice. I was not there. But if that's a report that comes out, we're going to talk about that.
You damn right.
Like that's going to be discussed.
We will talk about it with Brian Westbrook. He is now a noted author, in addition to former Pro Bowler, Eagle great.
Is there anything this guy doesn't do?
Radio and TV star.
Man.
Good father, husband. Can he cook?
Owns horses. I guess. He could. I don't know.
He's a horseman.
He has a horse farm. Yeah. Yeah. That does everything.
B. West, his thoughts on Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts on the show coming up at 4 o'clock today. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, his outlook for the Eagles, his new book that is out, which is awesome. Excited to talk to Brian about all this stuff. And then we'll take some phone calls next segment. 215-592-9494. What does Brian think about Miles this year? What does he think about this Eagles team? We'll get into it all. Brian Westbrook next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. So about Dr. Glad for a second. That's right. Down the shore this past week, saw some people on the boardwalk, saw their eyes go up to the hair. I'm like, man, your hair really does look good. Like, that's right. That's right. That's Dr. Glatt. So if you've had thinning hair, you're balding, maybe even you're bald, right? Like, everybody has a different level of how much hair they've lost. Maybe you've lost all your hair. You're all great candidates to go to Dr. Glatt, get a hair restoration procedure. And it's not just hair restoration. I mean, ultimately, I think that's, you know, like, that's what I had done. That's what a lot of people have too. But maybe you're just starting to thin, but you're noticing it, you don't like it. There's a lot of other things that Dr. Glatt can do to stop and slow down the your hair thinning, the baldness happening, right? So Dr. Glatt, if you've been thinking about it and you've heard me talking about it, drglat.com, 610-980-4000. That's Dr. Glatt, 610-980-4000. And also, I mentioned this the last week I was here. There's a new procedure out there. Guys, if you're suffering from ED, and there's all different levels of ED, even if you're just getting a little bit older and you'd like a little more oomph, right? there's a new procedure out there. There's new technology out there that can really, really help with ED. If you're tired of using the little blue pill, Dr. Glatt and his team, give them a call today. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.